Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Port O'Connor now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Lynn Smith. Hey, Lynn, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, just looking at that no wind. That just means lots of mosquitoes down here.
Yeah. Everybody's going to be in shock this morning.
Oh, man. They're going to be like pterodactyls. I guarantee you they're going to be monsters. They're already bad, and I guarantee you they're going to get worse.
I'm just now starting to get a few around my house, and I'm not looking forward to the – man.
No.
They hadn't been bad at all year. I've really been surprised, you know.
Yeah. Well, I've got some water standing behind my house back here where my property ends, and there's a field, open field back here, and it's a low spot, and there's water standing back there. Oh, my goodness. It's not going to be pretty.
Time of year, usually you don't see water standing back there, you know, around Port O'Connor.
No.
It's usually kind of dry already, but, hey, we've been getting these storms.
Yeah, we've had some rain, and so it's the ground's saturated now.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's nice that we don't have that wind like we've had.
Boy, that wind
was blowing. Oh, man.
Been a little breezy.
Yeah, we've had a little break now. Kind of top water time now.
Yeah. Somebody was telling me, somebody they knew nuked him on top. Oh, it was Hammer this morning, said he had some buddies that fished Port O'Connor yesterday and they nuked him on top water, redfish.
Oh, it's been great. It's been really good. And it's funny, one of my customers and his wife, 2 days ago, I guess it was, they went out there. That's about all they do is they throw top waters boy's wife, that's all she wants to throw is top water. She's got one particular she-dog that she likes to throw, and she hooked up, and it was about a four-foot gar.
Oh, Lord.
Nail that she-dog, you know. oh, my goodness, man. And she got up there, and next thing you know, she grabbed the net and netted that gar. I said, that was a mistake. That was a mistake. You know, you don't net a gar, you know. There goes your net, you know.
No.
Of course, he tore a big hole in her net. And she said, well, I wanted my top water back. Well, she finally got it back. But anyway, that was the end of that net.
Well, a $10 she-dog's a little cheaper than a $40 or $50 net. Well, some of the ones I use are about 80 or 90 bucks.
Me too, yeah. Yeah, mine too. Yeah, I'd say that's just let's get him up next to the boat. And we'll get that top water out of his mouth. But man, yeah, but that's an ugly critter, boy. About a 4 foot gar.
Hillman sent me a video the other day. They were waiting. One of his guys caught one about 4 feet long, waiting, and
man,
it's like a poor man's tarpon. That thing was tail walking and jumping out of the water around him. That was pretty cool.
Oh, man.
Garfish.
Yeah, we saw two big ones in the surf a couple of years ago. And we were out in the surf, I guess about on the second bar. Looked up, and here came two of them cruising down the bar, about the third bar. Big ones. Big old alligator gar. I mean, big ones. You know, a lot of fresh water was coming down those rivers.
Right.
And, I was between the jetties here and Matagorda, and they'd come down that Colorado. And, boy, they were a big old gar. Man.
Well, they're usually where the trout are.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of times you get pretty good water trout, there's always gar in there rolling.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen them down here back in the lakes even, you know. And you'll see them rolling in there. And I had a customer with me say, oh, man, look at that redfish right there. You saw him tailing. I said, that wasn't a red. That was a gar. A big one, you know. You see a big old tail, you know, and I said, you don't want any part of that one, I guarantee you.
When I was a kid, I was fishing a little branch lake off of the main lake where we fished. I grew up in East Texas, and we're bass fishing, and I'm this big old blue heron's flying right across the top of the water, crossing that lake. His feet were almost dragging. And we saw this gar open his mouth, come out of the water, and grab that heron and went under. All we saw was feathers pop up. I mean, that had to be a 6 or 7 footer. He smoked that big old blue heron. That was the end of that
man.
Bird.
Man. Well, when I was a kid growing up in Port Arthur, me and a buddy, we used to ride our bicycles over to the Intercoastal, and we'd catch a hardhead. We'd break his fins off, and we'd just gut him, cut him open, and we'd cast him out with steel leader, and we'd catch those big old gar in the Intercoastal. Oh. Man, that's the way we'd occupy ourselves, you know, during the day.
Yeah, Blaine and I, when we were high school, we used to fish for him almost every day in Goose Creek. There it runs through Baytown. Oh, man, it's got some giants in it.
Oh, man. We used to catch some big ones, too, Intercoastal.
That was fun. Oh, man. Gar fishing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we caught some big ones there in Port Arthur. We did. It was a lot of fun. You know?
Oh, yeah.
They put a good tug on you, I guarantee you.
I'm telling you. You really get on them. You know, you got a good rig where you can, good pound test line. You can get on them and make them tail walk.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, buddy. But anyway, that water's going to be in good shape this week, I guarantee you.
Oh,
that water's back in the lakes. It's clear, and I'm going to fish tomorrow and Tuesday, and I've got a couple Tuesday that they're biting at the bit, man. They want to get out there and throw some top waters and get back in the lakes and get after these redfish. So it'll be fun. They're a good couple. And they're a lot of fun to fish. She's been bugging me, boy. She wants to go real bad. I told her, I said, okay, let's go. So anyway, she's a good fisherman.
Well, pretty good weather window. We can take advantage of it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're going to have a good week, it looks like.
I'm hoping.
Looks like it's going to be good. Yeah. The wind's going to pick up a little bit, but it's not too bad. You know, we can handle it. So,
well, the snapper boats will have a fun time in the Gulf today with snapper season open and seas are down and winds are down. Hey, it's going to be really nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That friend of mine, he had a 52-foot Viking is what he had. Mm-hmm. And his nephew ran it. He captained it. And they'd go out to the Liberty ships and places like that. And he'd load up on snapper. And I asked that buddy of mine, I said, well, does he keep the throats on those snapper? He went, no. I said, oh, my goodness, man. And you're missing the best part of the snapper. So, boy, he called me one day, and he has a house down here at the end of my street around the canal. And he said, you want the throats of the snapper? I said, you bet. He said, well, come get him. Boy, I hot-footed it down there to his house. And he had a cooler full of them. Man, I ran out there on his cleaning table, and I cleaned those throats. And I said, let's run over here to Josie's restaurant, and let's have them fry up some of these throats for us.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, they fried up some of those throats. And he said, oh, my goodness, man, these things are awesome. I said, I told you. I said, you going to tell your nephew about this? He said, no, no way. He said, I'm not telling anybody about this. Man, after that, boy, we had snapper throats coming out of our ears, boy. We had them.
Yeah, redfish throats are really good, too, if you want to mess with them, just like the snapper throats. Better than the fish itself, I think.
That's right. Absolutely. You better know it. But, boy, those snapper throats are awesome. They really are. And I said, boy, don't ever throw one of these away. If you ever have one, if you ever eat one, you'll never throw another one away, I guarantee you. And throw rocks at the fillets after you get throat.
I'm telling you. Really good.
Man. Whew.
It's kind of like grouper cheeks.
Yep, that's right.
Cut the cheeks out of those grouper heads. Man, that's some good stuff.
Oh, I'm telling you. It just kills me, too, to see these big old redfish, you know, big reds, big bull reds that people keep and fillet. And you see the heads floating in the canal with the throat still in there. That just kills me. That just kills me. I tell people, say, look at that, man. They wasted the best part of that fish.
That's right.
Yeah. I was at the cleaning table one day, and I looked down, and somebody had filleted a jackfish, and he was floating in the canal. I said, oh, my goodness, look at that.
That's some bloody meat.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Unbelievable.
There's people that has recipes for them. They'll smoke them. I mean, hey, smoke anything forever. You might be able to make it edible. Seriously, a little bacon, whatever you want to put on it.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know about that. The only thing I've ever seen that eats a jackfish is a shark.
Well, I was next to a guy on a cleaning table. He cleaned one. That thing smelled horrible. Just the smell turned me off.
Yeah.
Kind of like,
yeah, for sure.
You know that smell you get off of a skipjack, that smell, you know? I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, real bloody. Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. I told you my neighbor one time, a neighbor that bought the house next door to me, he was a home builder out of Kerrville. And he said, hey, you catch a lot of skipjacks, don't you? I said, oh, yeah. I said, well, we throw them back. He said, oh, man. He said, I do a lot of snapper fishing. I use them for bait because they're bloody and oily. And he said, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. He said, you save those skipjacks for me, and I'll bring you axis meat, hamburger and roast and stuff.
Oh,
I said, boy, you got a deal there, buddy.
You got
a deal. Boy, I'd text him and I'd say, all right, I got you 7 or 8 skipjacks downstairs in my freezer. Boy, I'd get home from fishing and I'd see his car next door and I'd think, oh, man, he's here. So when I got home, I'd run down and open up my freezer and there'd be Axis hamburger and Axis roast and stuff. I'd go, boy, what a trade. What a trade.
Yeah, I think he was coming out on the short end of that. But, you know, a lot of people they'll use that skipjack cut bait, and they nuke the redfish on them.
That's, absolutely.
Real good redfish bait.
Really it is. It is because it's oily.
And oily and, redfish are like a darn garbage disposal. All right. Speaking of redfish, let me knock this commercial break out. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang on.
All righty, man.
All right. Well, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, it's currently underway. It's going to run all summer through Labor Day, and it's brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. So get signed up today. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships, and that's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish, they've been released in inshore Texas waters. They're just waiting to be caught. And you can fish for other species inshore like gaff top, drum and sheephead, and offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. So go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament is brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hoff Power Polaris, Mountie Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, sign up today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 519 here in the Bayou City. Okay, Lynn, we are back, my friend.
You know, it's amazing. I'll ask these customers, I say, are you entered in the star? And they don't know what I'm talking about. And I tell them, I say,
seriously?
Oh, man, listen.
Who doesn't know about the star tournament?
I know it. And I go, look, you need to be entered in the star because you can win a boat, motor, and trailer and a truck. You know, and they go, really? I go, yeah. And where we're going to be fishing, we're going to be catching redfish. And you've got a real good chance of winning. And because they usually release two tag fish here in Port O'Connor. And they release one where, like, people that don't have a boat can catch it. And then they release another one usually where, you know, people are commonly fishing for redfish. So you have a real good chance that you might catch one. And they go, oh, okay. So, you know, but otherwise they might not even know about Star Tournament.
Yeah, and I think they might release more than that, really.
Well, they might.
Well, there's 120 of them that they release at all the hot spots up and down the coast. So that's That's a pretty good bit. And somebody put on Facebook the other day. They caught one, but it was a guy, and he didn't have a trip, so he put it back in the water.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I would do. But they had one guy here in Port O'Connor several years back that caught one, and he wasn't entered. And couple of years later, he caught another one and wasn't entered.
Well, he didn't learn much, did he?
No, he didn't. Yeah. I mean, I guess the odds were against him, you know, that of catching another one. But still, I mean, he lost two boat motors and trailers and trucks. He lost two of them.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, what are the odds of that?
They're slim to none to do it twice.
Yes. Yes. I mean, good grief. Now, I've caught tagged reds and trout, but they weren't CCA tagged. They were Parks and Wildlife tagged, you know. I've caught several of those, but I caught one red one year that was tagged, and I caught him. And so I went into Parks and Wildlife, and I said, you know, here's the tag, and I want to see where y'all tagged him. So they looked it up, and they had tagged him like a year and a half prior to me catching him, they had tagged him exactly where I caught him.
A lot of times they don't even move. They just live there.
No, that's right. As long as they've got food and everything, they don't move. They just stay right there.
Huh.
So that fish had not moved in a year and a half.
Amazing.
He stayed right there. But, you never know. And then they said that I think the farthest one that they had received was they did have one return that had been caught at the Port Aransas jetties right in there. But I think that's the farthest one that they had returned. But anyway, and then I've caught a couple of trout that had been tagged. But I had two young men and a father on the boat with me one day that I ran over by the pass, and there was a school of reds that had been on this flat. They'd come up on the flat about 10 o'clock in the morning every day. You could set your watch by them. And I shut down and was idling along, and this guy said, "What are you looking for?" I said, there's a school of reds that's been showing up over here about 10 o'clock. And I was idling along, and I said, "Oh, there they are, right there." I said, "Cast right over there." Well, both these young men cast into that school of reds, and both of them hooked up, and one of them was tagged.
Huh.
One of the reds was tagged. Now, these reds came out of the surf. They came out of the Gulf.
Right.
And you saw them come out. You'd see them come out of the Gulf through the pass and up onto that flat, that Coast Guard flat.
Oh,
if you were fishing on the Coast Guard flat, you could see those reds come through the pass, blowing
right.
the water up like jackfish. They'd be just exploding the water, and then they'd come up on the flat, and the water would turn bronze. Man, I mean, it just it put a chill up your spine to watch them do this, you know. But they'd come right up on that flat. There'd be about 100 or more of them, and they'd come right up on the flat. And you go, "Oh, my goodness, here they are." And you cast into them, and you'd hook up, and you'd catch one, and you'd string him up. They were all slot reds. And you string one, and then you look around, and you go, "Whoop, there they are right there." You cast over and hook up again, you know.
Yeah, most of these tag reds are in the lower end of the slot, you know, that 20.5
yeah.
to 21-inch range that they release,
yeah.
you know, tag from the hatchery and put them in our waters. We had a...
Yeah.
Blaine and I got on it was probably a 2 or 3 acre school years ago in the summertime. It was midsummer, and they were out in about 9 or 10 feet of water between Fisher's and Beasley's Reef out there in the middle, just middle of nowhere. And I know they didn't release those reds there, but, I mean, the chances of catching one tagged red out of that giant school of redfish are just unbelievable. And we're Blaine's
oh, God,
on
yeah.
one end of it, and I'm on the other, and we're nuking them. You know, everybody's catching them left and right. And I've netted this red and threw it in the floor, and I looked down, seen that tag flopping around, and I said, "Oh, there's a tagged redfish." Well, the only guy in the boat that wasn't in the star tournament caught that redfish.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, "Oh, my." And he wanted
what are the
to keep
odds
it,
of that?
Have it. Yeah, he wanted to keep it and have it mounted with that tag. And I said, "No, that fish is going back
no.
in, brother."
That's right.
So I threw him back in that school. We fished at school all summer long. Never did get another tagged.
So
what are the odds, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in Blaine's boat is entered, and everybody in my boat but one guy, and he catches it. Crazy.
That figures. Yep, that figures.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
It happens.
Man. Yep, that's right. That's right. Boy, that just make you sick, wouldn't it? Oh,
I'm telling you. Talk
man,
about it. Cold slap in the face with about a 5-pound flounder right in the mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I wonder what that'd feel like, somebody tail grab a flounder and slap you in the face with it. An ice cold one out of the cooler.
Yeah. I was running back into one of the lakes one day, and I had to run this little stretch that was pretty skinny, and the tide was down a little bit, and the pucker factor kind of set in, and I was had my motor jacked up pretty high, and I was running that stretch, and I said, I can't shut down, man. I got to run this stretch, and it's pretty shallow. And so I was running, and I could see some redfish up ahead of me, and they were waking ahead of me. And I said, look at these redfish, guys. And boy, these guys, they were standing up looking, oh, my goodness. And as I went by these redfish, one of them looked over, and he went, he's got a tag in him. He's got a tag. And you can see the tag in that redfish as I went by him, but I couldn't stop,
Boy.
And, oh, my goodness, yeah. If I'd have stopped, we'd still be there, Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, boy.
But, yeah, that was some shallow, clear water to be able to see a tag hanging out of a fish while he's swimming. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was plenty clear, believe me. Yeah, real clear. But it's real skinny until you got into this one lake, and then it got deeper. But, the guy was just, stop, I can't stop. If we stop, we'll be here till spring. Yeah,
they'll be planting flowers in my boat. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, they'll be caning it up, make a duck blind out of it. Oh, yeah.
Boy, I've seen some monograms. I mean, just, you're going to need a hurricane tide to get that boat out of there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a friend of mine, he ran his shallow sport. He had 18 shallow sport, and boy, that boat would run in spit,
What is that other one, that Mayak redfish line? Man, you run skinny, too.
And he ran the ground back in Mule Slough one day. And, I mean, there wasn't any water back in there. And he ran the ground. That boat was in there for 2 weeks. And he thought he was going to have to get a helicopter to get it out, to lift it out of there. But finally the tide came in, and he was able to get it out. But, oh, my goodness, it was high and dry back in there.
Oh, these guys would take those boats. They'd try to run them like mud boats, like the duck hunters do in the marsh, man. It ain't a mud boat. A boat like that's like a four-wheel drive truck. All it's going to do is get you in trouble.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I don't know how many times duck hunting and all that. Well, it's a four-wheel drive. I can get in and out of there. I said, man, you're not. And they do it anyway. They think because it's four-wheel drive, they can get it out of there. But
well,
they don't.
And
here we go with the daisy chain.
We go back into Power Lake, and then we walk over to the surf to fish the surf. And, you've probably done it, but you come out almost at the Darlington. That's where you come out. And I'd had my airboat one day, and I ran back in there to Power Lake and pulled up, and then we walked over, and we fished the surf. Well, a buddy of mine showed up over there while we're fishing the surf. And I said, oh, did you go into Power Lake? He said, yeah. He said, we're parked right next to your airboat. I said, oh, okay. Well, when I came out, the tide had gone out. Well, his boat was sitting high and dry right next to my airboat. And I said, well, you want me to run you back in and then bring you back after the tide comes up? He said, no, we're going to sit here and have lunch and wait for the tide to come in. I said, well, okay. I said, here's my phone number. I said, call me if you need me to come get you. He said, okay. Well, he never called me. He just said they sat around, took naps and everything, waited for the tide to come in. And he had a shallow running boat, and
yeah.
And he got out, but and I wouldn't have done that. I think I'd have come on in that airboat.
Bird in the hand, worked two in the bush. I'd have took that ride and went home and took a nap and went back later and got my boat when it was floating.
That's right. I think
that was a good, generous offer you gave him there. He should have taken
yes, sir.
It.
Yes, sir. But anyway, it was a little skinny when that boat's sitting there high and dry.
That's never good.
No. It's not. You don't know how high the tide's going to come
in. I'll park on a flat, and I'll park in about waist-deep water. And everybody goes, you want to pull in a little shallower? I said, no, the tide's going to drop.
That's
right. We'll get back, from that morning wade and get back to the boat, and it's only knee-deep where that boat's sitting. I said, see, if I'd have parked in there, we'd be done. There wouldn't be no more fishing today except right here.
That's right.
It's the way it works.
A lot of people don't think about that,
No, when you're and we're on some good exchanges right now. Right now it's incoming all day, but you reverse that, and you get out there on a good bull tide and park shallow, get out and wade, and that big negative pull outgoing goes out, you're in trouble.
You're
stuck.
When I go down there to Florida to fish with old Ward Michaels,
Right.
Their tide over there is a 6-foot tide. 6-foot difference. And it's on the Gulf side. And, you go out to get on the boat, you climb down, climb way down to get on his boat. And then that afternoon when we go to get on his boat, you just step right off the dock onto his boat.
Yeah. That's it. Let me knock this break out, Lynn. Hang on. I'll be right back at you, buddy. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop, the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display. If you need more info, you can call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And while you're by the store, check out all their great availability and pricing on their wild-caught Gulf shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all wild-caught. And their Crawfish Central. I've got some really good deals going on over this weekend on their crawfish prices by the sack, or if you want them already pre-cooked, check out their Cajun Grill next door or their Santa Fe location. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:38 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we're back.
Yeah, talk about some tides, boy. When I went down to Normandy, over to Normandy, they had they have a 23-foot tide.
Right. That's
23
crazy.
Feet, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. I mean, you talk about a tide. That was unbelievable. Huh. Yeah. Now, that's a tide.
Yeah, that's a Johnny Flusher there, buddy.
Yes, it is. That's a flusher. Yeah. They had to really time it before they made that invasion, man. They had to really time it. And yeah. They had to come in on the high tide.
Yeah, and they had to get the weather right. I remember all the history behind that.
But they had 7-footers. They came in with 7-foot waves. Can you believe that? I mean,
I'm telling you,
that's incredible. That wasn't easy, man.
No. The worst part was when they dropped those gates on those ducks, those amphibious vehicles, and nothing but lead flying through their machine gun fire. That's just crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. I knelt down on Omaha Beach and scooped up some sand, man, in a water bottle to bring back some of that sand for a couple of buddies of mine. And right. I thought, man, oh, man, you talk about put a lump in your throat. It does.
Yeah. It does.
It does.
You know your history. You know,
this
day and age, a lot of our younger people don't know about the history.
No, they don't.
Learned. I mean, that was just, that was part of it in school.
Well, I had an uncle that was there, you know. I had an uncle that was there, and he survived it, but he was wounded, you know. So,
right.
You know, but you're right. The younger generation don't have a clue. They really don't.
No, they don't.
Sad to say. But anyway, that anniversary is coming up June 6th.
Well,
June 6th is the anniversary. But what a deal. What a deal. But anyway, that's some tide difference there, boy.
It is.
That's 23 feet.
They get a big, in the North Sea, they get a big tide like that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah, when I worked over in Norway.
You talk about rough water. North Sea, man, that is nasty.
When I worked in Norway, and I worked in Oslo, and I spent a year in Oslo, and we designed a rig for the North Sea, and I asked one of these Brits that I worked with, I said, you worked out on the North Sea? He said, oh, yeah. I said, what's the roughest you ever saw it out there? He said, well, one winter, he said, we were on this platform. He said, we had a platform with two fire water pumps on it. And he said, we had it set at 106 feet above sea level. And he said, we had to pull the pumps twice in 1 week because they got swamped.
My gosh.
106 feet above sea level.
Wow.
Now, that's rough. That's rough.
That's real rough.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
How do you even offload off a crew boat onto a rig when it's like that? You just
you just don't. He said he was on the rig. He looked out there, and you could see this boat go way up on top of one of those waves. and then go down, and it would be down for I don't know how many seconds, you know, and then you see it come up on another wave. He said, who in the world is out here in this? And they said, well, that's Norwegian fishermen.
Lord.
You know, can you imagine?
No.
Oh, my goodness. No.
That's some cold water, too. What do you... In the wintertime, I think you fall in, you got 12 minutes or something like that. It's pretty fast.
Not long. Not long, buddy. No. That was brutal. I never had to go out on it, thank goodness.
Lucky
I was in
you.
That office. I was in that office. Yeah. But, no, I didn't want to be out there on that.
No. That's
that'd be
bizarre.
Brutal. Yes, it is. Yeah. But, yeah, thank goodness we don't have waves like that. But I can get back in these back lakes, and that's about as big a waves as I want to see. I'll tell you what, last week was bad enough. Oh, my
goodness. Did y'all get some of those straight-line winds out of those storms?
Yes. Yes, we did. Man, oh, man. I had a guy and his son one day, and they wanted to wade and throw artificials, and oh, my goodness. We got out there, and I guarantee you the wind was well over 30. It had to be blowing well over 30 miles an hour. I mean, it was horrible, absolutely horrible. I mean, we just called it. I said, look, let's just do this another day. I mean, this is terrible.
Yeah.
You couldn't keep your hat on, you know.
No.
And I said, no, this isn't worth it, you know. I mean, we even went back in one of the lakes and tried to, you know, make a drift, and it was just unbelievable. And I just said, look, let's just do it another day. And I mean, we even threw topwaters in one of the lakes and had fish follow our topwaters right up to the boat and turn off. I mean, they just didn't even want to eat, you know. I said, it's just one of those days, you know. So we got back to dock, and the guy said, well, what do I owe you? I said, you don't owe me a thing, nothing. He said, well, we want to book you again. I said, I want you to, but I'm telling you, you don't owe me a thing. Just, this is crazy. You don't want to fish in weather like this, and I want you to catch fish.
Right.
So let's just do it another day.
Yeah, you're better off doing it like that. That's the way I roll.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No need whipping a dead horse.
That's right.
Because that's basically
that's
what
right.
you're doing, you know.
That's right. And you know, I'm not gonna take somebody's money on a day like that. I'm just not gonna do it.
No.
No, it was too bad. The weather was just way too bad. So anyway,
I don't make them go on that stuff. I mean, some of them make you go. Some of them say, "Hey, we go. Let's go."
That's right.
But I highly recommend against it. We tried it. Another time, well, we got to go. It's the only time we got to do it. So,
yeah, I'm just not going to do it. I've been at this game too long, you know.
Yes.
There's better days. There are better days. And that's what I told him. I said, believe me, there's a lot better days. And I want you to catch fish. I want you to catch fish and enjoy the day. It's all about having fun, you know. So, and he'll be back. He'll be back. So,
yeah, Memorial Day with that one that came in the afternoon.
Oh man,
man,
yeah.
We had boats sink up here. I mean, it just.
I heard that.
You know, this day and age, with all the technology we have and smartphones, and I mean, everybody's got one in their hand. I mean, if you look at the sky and it looks kind of dark to the north, might want to fire that radar up on your phone and. Say, boys, we better hit the dock.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I remember we had a group of women one time, two boat deal, and I had my VHF on. I had the squelch turned down pretty good, and I heard this shrimper call his buddy. He was in Port Lavaca, and we knew this front was coming. You could see the clouds coming toward Port O'Connor. You could see them rolling. And I heard this shrimper call his buddy, and he said, I'm sitting at the dock, and I'll guarantee you the wind's blowing 80 miles an hour.
Right.
And boy, I immediately called this friend of mine and I said, "Did you hear that?" And he said, "No, what?" And he had a squelch turn way low. He didn't hear it. And I told him what the shrimper said. And he said, "Well," my buddy said, "Well, what do you want to do?" I said, let's run back over to Clark's and get in the bait house and ride this out." And we took off. And I guarantee you, we didn't run, you know, a quarter of a mile. And the wind hit us. The wind was ahead of that front. And
I bet it was ice cold, too, when that temperature dropped. Oh, that's cold,
it dropped
wind.
20 degrees real quick. And the wind was, the rain started blowing horizontal. And I mean to tell you, it was brutal. And we got in that bait house and everybody looked like drowned rats, you know. And I mean, but we were lucky to get in. I mean, we were. But thank goodness, you know, we didn't have to run any big, wide, open water. We ran shallow water all the way back, so we were lucky. But I'm sure there were some people that got caught in the open water.
That's a bad thing about it my way. Man, there's just no protection. If you got to cross.
That's right.
And something like that, I've had to do it before, and it was, I thought I was going to die. I said, this is it.
Oh,
I don't know
man.
What kept my boat afloat. I guess I did, but it was, talk about trauma.
Oh, yeah. Well, luckily here, we can run the back lakes. You know, we can run the back way. We can get out in the wind, but,
I don't have anything
we can do
like that.
That.
Trinity Bay doesn't have much of that unless you're up in the marsh, you know, up in the top end, you got a good escape back there. But
if you're
on one side or the other, you got to cross that big open body of water. Trinity Bay, it's like West Matagorda Bay. West Matagorda Bay will kill you, too.
Oh, yeah, it will. It really will.
I've heard
That's
some horror stories, you know, from fishermen out of that bay, just like up here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, over where that bulkhead is, you know what I'm talking about, where that concrete bulkhead comes out?
Yep.
There's been a lot of boats sunk right there. And people pull their boats up there and anchor up. And they anchor up nose in to the beach, and they're transom out. And sure enough, that north wind hits, and the waves crash right over the transoms and sink the boats right there in that harbor.
Yep.
There's been a lot of boats sunk right there. A lot of boats. Yep.
Well, I've been fortunate. I've never sunk a boat, knock on wood. All the miles I've covered on the water, but boy, I've had a few memories of it was touch and go. Just trying to, you know, just keep your nose into it and try to make it. All you can do.
Yeah.
A lot of people get scared and try to run the troughs or run down sea, and that's where they mess up.
Oh, man.
You just got to put your nose in it and stay under power. Just hope that motor don't quit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it surprises me, too, how many people don't have bilge pumps in their boats.
I wouldn't own a boat without a bilge pump. That's a fact.
I've got two.
Most people have two. Smart anglers do. Because, you know, if you split a hole open or knock a hole in it or something, and one's not going to keep up, two will.
No.
It'll get you in.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got two in mine. And I'll tell you what,
smart.
Man, it'll save you. It really will.
Sure will.
But, friend of mine told me he didn't even have a bilge pump in his boat. I said, "You got to be kidding me!" good grief!
$60 bilge pump, don't have one.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! Besides that, I've even got a manual pump.
You know, a lot more boats sunk back in the day because we didn't have all the boats like we do now, center consoles with self-bailing decks. And that makes a big difference. You can run that water over the transom with your power of your engine and keep that boat afloat. But back in the day, you remember all the old boats with windshields on them and just a open. There was no way for the water to escape other than pull the plug. But that little plug hole is not going to drain anything.
And
once you, you fill that inner hole, you know, that cockpit up with water, you're done. You're going to the bottom.
That's right.
One
of my customers and his wife had a brand spanking new boat. Boy, and they were fired up. They wanted to go to the surf. And so we went to the surf, and we were down by the Darlington. And we were out of the boat waiting. And I just happened to wade back by the boat, and I saw the boat kind of flounder a little bit.
Uh-oh.
When the waves came in. I went, oh, this isn't right. And I went over and looked at it. Sure enough, the waves had come in. That boat kind of wallered in the waves. I went, this isn't right. That boat's sinking. And sure enough, the waves would come in and roll over. And the water was going in through the back hatches. And I don't think he had a bilge pump in that boat.
Oh, man.
But he had a 5-gallon bucket in that boat. And, man, I hollered at him, and I said, your boat's sinking. And, boy, here he came, man. He was plowing through that surf. He was trying to get to that boat. And I got over there, and I grabbed that bucket, and I started bailing water out of it. And when he got to me, I said, let me guess, your battery's in this back hatch. He said, yeah, why? I said, because every time I take a scoop of water, I get shocked.
Yep.
It's shocking me. And I said, let me tell you, get in that boat and see if that motor will crank. And he got in the boat and it cranked. And I said, okay, I'm fixing to pull the plugs on this boat.
And we're going to take off.
If you take off out there and run the water out of it, and when you come back, I'll stick the plug back in it. So we did that. He ran the water out of it.
Boy.
But he didn't have a bilge pump in that boat.
Yeah, that's not good.
Brand spanking new boat.
Yeah. I can't believe anybody'd sell a boat without a bilge pump in it. That ought to be just standard.
I know it.
Standard original equipment. Two of them.
Yeah. That'd be the first question I'd ask.
Yes.
How many bilge pumps do I have?
Yeah. I'm with you.
How many bilge pumps?
But that's one good thing about safe self-bailing decks. You know, you're going to get some inner hole. You know, when you fill up, you'll get a little bit on the inner hole, but with a float switch, it kicks on automatically and keeps pumping the inner out while you can get on plane and just run the water off the top deck out over the transom, below transom.
Right.
Oh, well. All right, yeah. Lynn. Well, hey, man, it's been fun on Sunday again. If somebody wants to call you about coming down to Port O'Connor and making a weight or cutting a drift, how they get a hold of you, man?
Yes, sir, man. They give me at 361-935-6833.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a good one. And, hey, hope this weather, we get this break. Let's get out and get fishing, man.
No, it's looking good now, man. And,
yeah, it is.
I've just got a couple of trips this week, so I've got some openings.
All right.
Let's do it.
Good deal.
Right.
Lynn, have a good Sounds Sunday. Good talking to you, brother.
You too, man. Have a good one, Mick.
See you later. Bye. All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem and all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.